Let's see here. Let me bring up the agenda.
So I'll help you out here. Today is Wednesday, July 13th, 2022 at 6:12 p.m. This is a meeting of the Inland Wetlands Agency of the City of Derby.
Okay, we call the meeting to order. Item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our roll call, we have Jason Miller, Paul Padilla, and myself, Paul Denise, were members of the agency, and also in attendance is Ryan, who is our Ryan McAvoy, who is our consulting engineer. Our fourth item on the agenda: Inland Wetlands application. Application submitted by J.M. Haverson, architect, for property owners Kelby Joseph and Rosina Kirby Lux, for property known as 1 Hines Terrace. The proposed activity is for an addition at the rear of an existing dwelling.
For the record, Jesse Judson, licensed land surveyor, 52 Main Street, Seymour, Connecticut, representing the applicant for their application at number 1 Hines Terrace. Just a little reminder from last month. Again, it's an existing home. The property is bounded to the north by 2 Mile Brook. On the northerly side of the home, the rear of the home, the applicant's proposing a small addition, which is about 185 square feet of living space and about 114 square foot deck. The backside of this house is a walkout basement. These structures will be elevated and up on piers, so there won't be a full foundation or a lot of excavation, just minor digging to set the piers that they'll set on. All this activity is in the upland review area. After last month, I did review of Mr. McAvoy, and with our discussion, he requested some stormwater containment or detention, and we revised the plan and added a subsurface stormwater management area, which consists of a Coltec recharger unit set in a bed of stone that will be buried below the ground. All the roof leaders from the proposed addition will discharge into that subsurface unit. Other than that, there hasn't been any changes from last month, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Would you like me to bring up the plan, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see my plan?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Ryan.
Okay, so I'm just going to point out with my cursor, the wetlands were flagged by Soil Science and Environmental Services, just upgrading of 2 Mile Brook on the property. There is an existing vinyl fence along the limit of the lawn area of the property. And they're placing the addition just off the back of the house. It's probably mostly within the upland review area for the deck and the addition, just at the extreme edge of it. And then this is the Coltec unit, which I worked with Mr. Judson on the appropriate volume needed to attenuate water up to the 100-year storm. They do have silt fence and erosion control measures. So this is, in my opinion, reasonably benign. Often for applications such as this, we suggest that the agency consider placards or something along those lines. But in this case, that's obviously something that you can request or require. However, this vinyl fence represents a pretty significant visual and hardened buffer between the wetland and the existing lawn areas. So I didn't think that was really necessary here. Other than that, I'm satisfied from a stormwater perspective and from a proposed activities perspective.
Do any other members have any questions for Ryan or Mr. Judson?
Nope.
It's a relatively small addition, and You know, they do have a subsurface management device there to take care of the water. Not for the deck, but for the proposed living area addition. I know I don't have any other questions. Brian, I know you did prepare a motion for us.
I did.
Do you want to review that for us?
Be happy to. I'm going to read it and allow for discussion. Dated July 13th, 2022, for application number 22060801 for Jay Haverson, One Hind Terrace, Assessor's Map 2-3, Lot 17. Motion that the City of Derby Inland Wetlands Agency, having considered the factors pursuant to Section 10 of the regulations, and after review of written and verbal information provided by the applicant, commission members, and city staff, finds the following. One, on June 6th, the DIWA received application 22060801 for activities in upland areas adjacent to the wetlands. The activities are associated with an addition to an existing single-family house. Two, the limits of the wetlands have been delineated by Soil Science and Environmental Services in March of 2022. Three, there will be no direct impacts to the wetlands and approximately 550 square feet of disturbance within the upland review area for the purpose of constructing the addition in the roof leader infiltration system. Just to clarify that number, I'm going off the text here, is that I reviewed the area disturbance with Mr. Judson after the inclusion of the stormwater system. So that 550 square feet is a number that I received from him by phone. Back to the motion, number four, that the activities proposed by this application do not involve a significant impact or major effect on the inland wetlands or watercourses and will require a summary ruling. Five, information is provided by the applicant, city staff, and agency members during the regularly scheduled meetings on June 8th and July 13th of this year. Therefore, the agency moves to approve application 22060801 as presented and shown in the following documents submitted in support of the application. There's five items. I will not read them. In addition to the requirements listed in sections 11.9, 12, and 13 of the regulations, the following stipulations also apply. One, per section 18.5, the agency approves the application as a summary ruling and the applicant shall pay a fee of $100 to the City of Derby Finance Office. Two, the applicant shall notify the city engineer a minimum of 48 hours prior to the commencement of excavation for the installation of the storm drainage features. And then items 3 through 8 are all standard conditions that we apply to most all applications. Be happy to read them in, but you've all heard them several times before.
Does anyone have any questions, Ryan? Any further discussion? Okay, maybe we can entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we accept the application as Ryan has read it to us.
I would ask that the motion be amended to say that that the application is approved per the draft motion that staff has provided.
I make a motion that it's approved.
Is it okay, Paul?
Yeah, so we've amended the motion. We have a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
That's three in favor. You're all set, Mr. Judson.
Thank you very much. And thank you all for meeting tonight. I really appreciate it.
Okay, let's see. Okay. We have good luck now. We have a few other items on the agenda. Public portion. I think there's one other individual. Is any comment? Ms. Kemessis? Okay, let's see. We have no minutes to approve. And then finally, the payment of bills. I know, Ryan, there is one bill attached to your PDF.
Yes, it's a bill for the preparation for an attendance at the meeting last month. I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's for approximately $312 if memory serves.
It's for $315.
Oh, I was off by $3.
is there a motion to pay the bills?
I make a motion
to approve payment.
Yeah. Okay, we have a first by Paul and a second by Jason.
Yes.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 It's all in favor. And that ends our meeting for tonight. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
Good night.
See you again. Yeah, all set, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Thank you, Ryan.
Good night. Thanks, Mark. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Aaron, bye.
The record should reflect at 6:22 p.m.